Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Sean in Wisconsin has something to say to you, Jay.
Hey, Jay, you a hater, man. James Harden did his thing. You all said James don't show up. And James showed up. Give him his flowers, man.
Shout out to James Harden, Hall of Famer, legendary performance in Game 1 on the road. I want to give him his flowers.
Well, I'm glad you took that caller's advice. And after
don't do that. This is exactly what's wrong with the show, Key. Like, the first thing that comes out of your mouth is you give a guy flowers for his performance. And you call it one of the best performances we've seen in the playoffs thus yet. And then a caller calls in literally 5 minutes later.
Why don't you give him his flowers?
Why don't you give me your flowers? You're a hater. I'm like, I just did.
The show began with Jay saying, before I say anything, let me give James Harden his flowers. Dude missed that part of it. Or maybe even heard that part. Then that phrase got stuck in his head. Forgot that you said it and spat it back
Jay,
at
Jay
you.
For sure, Gabe, out the gate, said, oh, James Harden, blah, 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 blah. But,
oh, there goes the butt.
The butt. So it's that, the butt.
That's what, it was the butt. But, you almost, I guess, but he probably
he identifies himself with that first thing.
No, I think what happened, though, Jay, is you didn't attribute, you attributed his success to bad play by the Celtics. I think that's why he said that. That's the way it sounded.
No, I gave him his love.
Yes.
I just questioned why he continued to see single coverage. I just questioned why they would switch Al Horford on James Harden after he's been cooking. Or in ball screens, Marcus Smart is over the top and James is just bullying him because they're in drop coverage. You went through the scheme,
but remember what you used to get to the scheme. You teed it up, James Harden. And then you said, but.
Yeah, it was so heavy-handed with the flowers. In fact, you knew a butt was coming.
Yeah, then when, once you said but, it erased everything on the flower side.
Not for me,
but for people that's listening.
Wilted
that
flowers.
Already has a problem. But for people listening that already have a problem with what you said prior, which was yesterday.
What did I
about
say prior to before?
Well, it was like
that. I thought the Celtics should win this series without, wait, that's blasphemy though, right, Key? Without the MVP.
Have
the
you
MVP
they
of the
went
league.
To the bodega, how got the flowers they're getting ready to throw out from 2 days ago, gave them
the
Harden.
I'm sorry to think that the team that got to the NBA Finals last year with Jason Tatum, who was in the MVP conversation with the Defensive Player of the Year from a couple years ago, Marcus Smart and Jaylen Brown, who's going to be all NBA, would win.
We're just in the finals last year. Yeah.
Sorry.
Well, I mean, you've been doing sports stuff for a while now, television, radio, whatever you want to call it. And the listeners, they all have their own.
They have their problems with me.
Own listening issues.
Ah.
Listening you know, issues. Listening issues. Like your mom would say, do you hear me? Are you listening? Which one is it? Well, I hear you, everything. No, but are you listening?
Yeah.
I know you hear me, but are you know no, how they go. Max said this.
It. You're listening, but did you hear me?
Well, see, I've heard
Keys way. See, I've heard
yeah,
it
I heard
way.
It my way, too.
Maybe.
Now,
yeah, maybe. You hear me? Now that I said listening? It, I don't know which way it is.
Are
see,
you
now you're
listening?
Trying to, there you go again, trying to correct me, Max.
But
you don't even have it right.
I think it's the other way around, but now that you said it, maybe I'm wrong.
Are you listening or are you hearing
That would explain
me?
A lot about my
no.
growing up years.
No, because if you can hear you, no, you got it wrong, Max.
I can hear you.
Really wrong.
Yeah,
I hear you. I'm hearing.
I'm not listening.
But I'm not listening.
I always thought of it the other way, like, Yeah, I'm listening.
No, think about it.
I don't hear you.
Think about it, Max.
I think you guys might be right about
it. No, I know I'm right. Think about it this way, Max.
He's looking it up. You're a
guy. No, but
Google
wait, though.
Google fingers for Max.
But wait, think about it this way, Max. When the producers are trying to talk to you to get you to do something, you are hearing them because you're doing something else and not paying attention.
Key.
You're not listening to them.
Key, there's no better scenario that line is a line that Max can't get right.
Yeah, it explains a lot about my life now.
It says it perfectly about Max.
If only I knew that when I was a kid, my whole life would be different.
You're like, Max,
but guess what, though, Max?
Listen to us, please.
All right.
But here's what I'm going to say. Who says it's right? Who said that you can't listen or you can't hear or you should be listening or you should be hearing? Who said that?
James Harden ain't listening to nobody. He giving people buckets.
Explains a lot. You guys
it
just
does
explain
you
a
find
lot
it?
About you.
That says everything we need to know about you.
This whole time
well,
I've been
here. You guys.
You've actually, I
haven't
been hearing, listening, or hearing, so I don't know what the problem is. So how bad was that game one loss for the Celtics, Jay? Like, the Sixers just got a split on the road without Embiid.
So, Key, let's break it down this way. Okay. Because you said it in your opening comments. P.J. Tucker, 0 points, right?
Zero. He didn't take a shot, though.
Yeah. Okay, exactly.
He played defense.
Automatically, like, you're playing 5 against 4. Let's just be honest about it. We're just breaking it down. Paul Reed, like, not the most explosive player. Like, two guys that aren't really making a lot of shots or creating plays for you. So it comes down to your three playmakers are Tyrese Maxey, Tobias Harris, and James Harden. Who's the most prolific playmaker out of those three?
Harden.
Especially in this game. Now, Tyrese Maxey, history, got off, but Harden, right?
Yeah, and Maxey, by the way, was getting some looks and was just clanking them.
Well, I mean, Maxey got a turnover in the game that they thought was going to be a shot clock violation. I mean, they gave away possessions for the Celtics. So now let's talk about the Celtics lineup. Jason Tatum, MVP conversation. Skilled, right? Oh, yeah. Jaylen Brown, probably going to be all NBA. Skilled, right? Marcus Smart. Sometimes makes some bonehead plays, but skilled defensive player of the year has that on his resume. Like you talk about Al Horford, can make plays. Malcolm Brogdon, who was up for sixth man of the year, right? Skilled. A lot of people argue that he's a starter. He's not a guy that comes off the bench. Like, that's your core team. So you have 5 skilled players who are all interchangeable, who defensively, your team should be elite. Keith, just that within itself gives you insight. You have two. How do you lose that? Blitz James Harden. Give him multiple looks. That's what the 76ers did to your offense. So not only did it get out-coached, but at some point, Key, we need to be talking about this Boston Celtics team having an identity crisis. Because I don't understand. How do you lose who you were last year? Now, you can say Ime Udoka and Joe Mazzulla. Those are excuses to me. Sure, with the scheme. But at some point, you need leadership to come through.
Is one of the issues maybe that Tatum and Brown are – it's not like a point guard and a center, right? They're both wings, and they're too close in kind of skill level to have a definitive go-to guy. I know Tatum's technically that guy, but –
they went to the championship last year, man. They were in the chip last year.
They were, but Tatum did not play well in the finals.
But they still made it to the chip. And you said, are they too close? I mean, how can they be too close? And they're here again this year. They're right back in the playoffs in the second round. They did lose. They did lose to the 76ers last night. But the season's not lost. It's not over.
No, for sure. They could, who knows? They could win the whole thing. It feels like there is something off. And I'm just wondering.
If you point back to last year, you're talking about an inexperienced playoff team against a experienced playoff team in the Warriors.
But what's going on right now?
We talk
is
a lot about
question.
Personality, right? Mm-hmm. Strong personalities in rooms. You have to learn how to mess with that, right? Get in where you fit in is what Jalen Rose used to always say to me my rookie year. It's a great line for life, right? Whose personality does this team take on as it relates to the Celtics, Key?
There really isn't anybody.
Oh, ain't that? That's why I said identity crisis.
Who are you hoping for? Marcus Smart?
Remember last year, Jason Tatum was not only their best offensive player, but remember he was locking up KD.
For sure.
Right? It felt like there was competition for who was going to be their best perimeter defender. like Smart, Brown, they're all competing all the time. So like, man, that's their identity. I don't know what this team's identity is.
That's what I'm saying
now.
Is one of the problems that, you know, and again, I'm not sure. I'm just asking the question. I'm just thinking about it. You know, you take a team like the Clippers, if they're healthy, Paul George and Kawhi do a lot of the same stuff. Kawhi is the better player, right? It's Kawhi. He's the ace, and then Paul George is an excellent number two. On this team, it feels like...
But still, that team took on the persona of who when both those guys went down?
Well, Russell the personality...
Russell Westbrook, no,
but,
no doubt.
Russell Westbrook.
So that's Marcus Smart here, right? But it's still like...
But see, hold on one sec, Max, real quick. The personality for the Clippers to me is on the bench in Ty Lue. That's
yeah.
the personality.
Yeah. I'm with that, too. I'm with that, too. 100%. But I just wonder if it works better when there's a little bit more of a gap, especially between two similar-ish players around the same size, can score, can defend, two wings, that maybe those two are too close in value.
Well, I mean, Ime Udoka, I think, has a strong personality.
I was about to say, that was the Celtics' personality last year.
Strong personality for a younger team. But, Key, at some point, you would have to think that a team that got to the chip is now, okay, there's more self-assurance about what we are and what we stand for. So at some point, like, and they just keep tricking off games, man. They trick off games.
Yeah.
Like, when it matters the most, you're like, I just don't understand that. Like, this whole thing is wide open for you to run through the gauntlet. Like, the other Eastern Conference semifinals is not the Milwaukee Bucks. It's the Knicks versus the Heat. You're playing against a team without the MVP of the league. And you trick off one game at home? At home?
And you don't have to worry about Giannis at any point. You should, by the way, even if the Celtics were to get by the Sixers, based on what we've seen, are you sure they get by the winner of Knicks Heat?
I don't know with this team. I don't know who this team is.
You mean, are we sure they get past the Heat?
Is yeah,
what you
I
mean?
Agree with that. I agree with that. But the Knicks are good. It's early in that series still.
I mean, so
it's early in this series too, though.
No doubt. Oh, by the way, I think Boston's probably – I'd have to check the odds. I imagine they're still favored in this series.
I don't know. I mean, I might slightly favor, the 76ers.
We don't know if Embiid is going to be back.
Oh, well, first off, I'm not playing Embiid game two.
Right.
That game is tomorrow night. I'm letting him relax. That means game three is on Friday back
a nice
in Philly.
Long rest.
I think he comes back and he plays in that game. But, I mean, still, who's going to stop Joel Embiid? Al Horford?
No.
Time Lord? No. Nobody's stopping that dude.
But maybe defensively they can take him out, you know, into space and have a better time offensively.
I mean, I know what their ceiling is. I just wonder if Boston can sustain their ceiling. That's been the question. It's enough to get by Atlanta.
Right.
But still versus Atlanta, we have big questions. With how they defended Atlanta. That went to six games.
That's right. They sleepwalk. One of the reasons when you brought up the possibility of Harden enhancing his legacy, and Key and I jumped on that like, oh, my God, that would be an amazing accomplishment and legacy enhancer. One of the reasons I thought it was possible is we've seen the Celtics sleepwalk. Second half of the season at times against Atlanta. Now game one against the Sixers. Can they turn it around?
By the way, like they've been living off their reputation and actually then what's – right in front of
get them. To the finals, have a strong first half, and feel like you've done it already, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now that the draft is over, by the way, will your team be better or worse than they were last year? Tomorrow we're going to have a special guest in the studio. J.J. Watt's going to join us at 9:30 a.m. But right now, we're going to get into the draft. Is your team, do you think they're going to be better or worse than they were last year? Keyshawn, J. Will & Max, ESPN Radio.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
You can download the podcast. You can listen to us on the app. Click more on the lower right-hand corner of the app. Scroll down to live radio. Yeah. We are joined now by Mike Tannenbaum, ESPN NFL front office insider, former NFL executive. Trade him a year too early instead of a year too late. Right, Mike? You get two ones that way.
I hope you guys don't want to trade me.
All right. Mike, are you ready to play slump or jump after the draft?
Let's go.
All right, let's do it. Okay, let's start. Do we have a musical bed for this? There it is.
There it is.
The Bills were 13-3. They're going to slump or jump, Mike T?
I'm going to go with jump. I really like getting Dalton Kincaid for the Bills from a standpoint. Put him in the slot. Gives him another weapon outside of Stephon Diggs. Osiris Torrance, I think it's going to help fortify the line. And I think despite all the other moves in the AFC East, they're still the reigning champ there.
You know, I want to say they jumped too. Dalton Kincaid is a big-time tight end for them. They were always, over the last couple of years, looking for a different type of tight end other than Knox. They found that guy, take some of the pressure off of Diggs and company. I think they jump, but I don't know what that jump is. Is it a jump to the AFC Championship game or just a better-looking team in the way that they shape and put things together?
I'll say slump. I'll say that for the fact that I think that division is a lot tougher with Aaron Rodgers now in that division. We'll see what happens with the Dolphins and Tua. And also, look, we talked about the adjustment it took last year when they lost Brian Daboll, correct, to their offense. Now losing Leslie Frazier on the defense. Questions, we'll see how Von Miller – there are questions around their defense. So I'll say slump.
13-3 is just
tough.
I mean,
it's tough.
13.
It's a great record.
I got to say slump. You're not going to win 13 games every year. Vikings were 13-4. Slump or jump, Mike?
I'm going to go slump. I like the Detroit Lions in the division. I think they're the better team. Now, Lewis Seen was their first-round pick a year ago. He barely played, so they're actually getting like another player back, and Jordan Addison should certainly help replace Adam Thielen with K.J. Osborne supporting Justin Jefferson. But I don't think they're going to be as good as the Lions.
I would say jump. The Lions had one of the most puzzling drafts that I've seen in recent years about the selections and how they did that thing. Jordan Addison, you mentioned, Mike, that helps lift some of the coverage off of Jefferson. Thielen's no longer there, but they bring in the ace. The ace is Brian Flores. What was the problem in Minnesota?
Defense.
It was the defense. They now said, oh, we need to fix this. We need to fix this with Brian Flores. That's why they jumped to me.
I think they'll have a better year than what they had last year, but I don't see them winning more games. So I'm with you, Mike T. I'll probably say slump. The Brian Flores addition, I think, is a big addition. But still, they won a lot of games that were really close games against opponents that I thought they should have beaten by more. So I think some of those games are going to give away this season.
Vikings are overrated. They're going to slump.
That's aggressive.
The whole thing about winning fewer games and being bet, that could be the Giants, but who beat them in the playoffs, but Vikings are overrated. Slump. All right. 49ers, who last I checked were still the favorites to come out of the NFC. Slump or jump?
Yeah, this one's really hard for me. I guess I'm going to say slump just from, like, fundamentally, guys. Like, who's their opening day starting quarterback? Like, I don't think it's Brock Purdy. I've made a lot of calls on this. You know, in baseball, they say that this injury is a year to rehab, a year. So even if he's out for the first 6 weeks, then Trey Lance, I love Trey Lance when he came out, but he's thrown 80 passes in the league and had one college game the year before that. And is it Sam Darnold? And I think Sam Darnold could play well for San Francisco, but with so much uncertainty at the quarterback position, it's hard for me to see improvement there.
I'm just going to say slump. And what I mean by slump, I'm not talking about slumping to four games or three games. I'm talking about maybe one, maybe two, and that they lose. And you look at it and you say, well, they're not going to be a 13-4 team because Seattle's gotten better. Arizona isn't good. The Rams, they're not good. It's between San Francisco and Seattle. I think Seattle wins the division by a game or two, and that's basically my slump.
Yeah, I would agree with you, Key, on that. I think it's a slight drop-off just because of the questions that you brought up, Mike T, at the beginning of the season as it relates to quarterback and consistency. But at the end of the day, this team is built on their defense, right? And you know the weapons they could bring offensively. Probably slightly off from that mark last year, but I still think they go really deep.
Yeah, I'm going to say slump. Part of the thing is Brock Purdy's the first quarterback to come along since Garoppolo was on the team that looked the same or better than Garoppolo when operating the offense. But Garoppolo, in a funny way, you can look at it, is quarterback depth that they now don't have unless Trey Lance can really be that guy. So I'm going to say now that the quarterback depth is thinned out a bit considering injury, I'll say slump. Bengals, who are 12-4, because the Bengals and the Bills, both, if people are wondering why 16 games, because they canceled that game at the end of the season due to injury. Bengals 12-4, slump or jump?
You know, I'm going to say slump for a little bit of a non-obvious answer, which is, well, first of all, they lost two good guys on the back end, Jesse Bates and Von Bell. Now, you know, we'll see if Dax Hill can step up, DJ Turner. But here's my question, guys. Does Joe Burrow show up for training camp? Like, I think when you're a guy like him, he's a train killer. And if they don't work out the contract, I think he's the type of guy that maybe he doesn't show up. And until his contract's done, and then you can figure out what you do with T. Higgins and obviously paying Jamar Chase, that could become a really big distraction.
I'd say that it's a slump, but not because they don't have a good football team. I just think the division is going to be better. You got Deshaun Watson in the division. You have Lamar Jackson back in the division. And the Pittsburgh Steelers will be a better football team. So that's the reason they slump. And as far as Joe Burrow's a nice guy. He's an Ohio guy. He'll be in training camp. You know, they'll protect him in training camp. Whether the deal is done or not, the deal will get done before the start of the season.
I would probably agree with you on this one, Mike. For all the things that Key just said as well, on the fact that the division is a lot better. I think Deshaun Watson is going to have a breakout year for the Browns. I also think Lamar Jackson, if their team could stay healthy, that's a different – I mean, the last 2 years, talk about being depleted health-wise, right, and that defense as well. But do you think that Joe Burrow actually has the gall to not show up to training camp?
I don't think so. I think, you know, Key's making a good point. Like, maybe he shows up and there's a sort of wink-wink, he doesn't do much, but – I do think someone like him, he has sort of like the way he's comprised, like he's always bet on himself. If anybody would hold out, it would be someone like him. And I'm not saying it from a negative. I'm only saying it from what has made him a great player. Like typically, I don't think that's going to change his personality as it relates to the contract negotiation. And I think he'll do what he thinks is the right thing to do.
I think they're going to stay the same. I appreciate everyone's talking about how the whole conference got better. And by the way, even the division.
Oh, you're listening.
But I'm going to have to say that. I'm going to have to say. But I wasn't hearing?
No.
Oh. I have to say, if you're going to make me say slump or jump, I'm going to say jump. They got they took
yes,
the Chiefs left tackle.
One,
they
Max.
Got Joe Burrow. I'm going to say jump if I have to choose. All right, look, we still have to talk about the Cowboys, Ravens, and Jets. And we're going to do that a little bit later on. Everyone keeps talking about the Eagles. Have the Cowboys done enough to keep up with them? KJM.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus. Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had, happened in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
At 7:45, what we want to know here on KJM is who had the best individual performance in the playoffs so far. Was it Steph, Harden, or Jimmy Butler? Was it Jokic last night? Who was it? So, guys, we've been talking slump or jump with Mike T. There are four teams that we have yet to get to. And let's start with the Dallas Cowboys. Key, it seems to me that after the draft, I was like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. The Eagles are, right? Because they just went to the Super Bowl. Jalen Hurts balling out, and they had this sexy draft, right? Cowboys are 12-5. Are they a slump or jump? Should we wrap up the NFC East and give it to the Eagles?
No, not at all. I think the Cowboys were right there a year ago. They were right there a year ago. Now, it's a slump or jump because everything is so evenly matched when you look at the records, right? That 13-4, that 12-5, and if they drop one or win one, does it make them jump or does it make them slump? I think it, when you look at it, though, I think they're better. They're going to be a better football team. I just think they're going to be a better football team, but it may not reflect the record.
But still jump, because we're talking about actual quality
of
the team.
Yeah, I would probably say jump.
Okay. What do you think, Jay?
I mean, we'll see from the running back position and how Tony Pollard comes back off the injury. Ezekiel Elliott, we'll see what happens there. But, like, Cooper Rush won them games last year. I don't know, Key. I'm kind of with you. I'm leaning towards it. Maybe the record not being better, but they better go further in the playoffs. Because if not, I think that's the end of Mike McCarthy for the guy that's actually taking on the play calling now.
They were 12-5. I'm going to say slump. I think Dallas is a good team, not a great one. And I think the Giants are going to be tough again. And
Commanders would be tough.
Yeah, like if you said the Cowboys win double digits, 10, 11 wins, maybe 12.
But if they're 12-5, and what was Philadelphia's record?
Not sure.
Philadelphia 15-2 or
15? I think they were 15-2
or
whatever.
14-3. Hold on, I gotta look.
No, 15-2.
All right.
I mean, 15
one of those two. Yes, a great record.
So when you look at it, does Philly drop a few more games this year? And if Philly drops a few more games and Dallas stays kind of at the same rate, does it make Philly slump? No, it just means they lost a few more games, but they still might wind up making a deep playoff run.
Is there 14-3, by the way?
14-3. That's why it's hard, though. Because all of a sudden, what if Philly's 12-5 and the Cowboys stay the same at 12-5?
I mean, they added Brandon Cooks and Stephon Gilmore and Ronald Jones, and they re-signed Tony Pollard and some and Fowler and some guys, and you add the draft. But I don't know.
They haven't re-signed Tony Pollard. They franchise tagged.
Exactly. Right. But in other words, retained him. I should say retained. I think the Giants got better during the draft. I think that. And in free agency, a little better. I think that hurts the Cowboys. I think the Eagles are the class of the division. But then, as Graz said, man, no one ever repeats as NFC East champs, right? It's hard to imagine the Commanders or Giants doing it, so maybe it's the Cowboys by default. What about the Ravens? Ravens, Key, slump or jump? They were 10-7 last year,
They jumped. They got the quarterback back underneath the center. He's in the fold, paid fully. He's slicing and dicing. You know what they did at the receiver position with OBJ and Zay Flowers. You talk about those sort of things. They just need to shore up their secondary. If they can get the secondary intact, I think they'll be fine. I think they make a jump.
Yeah, I say they're going to make a big jump. I pray Lamar doesn't get healthy doesn't get injured again for the third consecutive season. But like I said, their team has been depleted before by injuries. I think there are additions to what they brought in from a wide receiver perspective. I think the pieces that were injured last year come back. I think this team is alive.
Jump for sure, as long as they stay healthy. I'm going to make an analogy for Lamar Jackson right now. You remember how I said, like, the league's never had a Michael Jordan, but Mahomes has a chance to be based on, oh, my God, did you see that? Oh, look, the numbers back it up. Look at the team success, how he plays in big games, all that. Lamar has certain similarities to me, guys, with LeBron James. Not in terms of the fanfare he came in the league with, but LeBron, probably more than anyone who ever lived, can get a team that shouldn't be as deep as they are in the playoffs, deep in the playoffs, right? By himself. Lamar seems to me to be that kind of guy. Just because you have Lamar, you can show up among the, like, they won 10 games last year, and they were no good without him. Now, just like LeBron, when Dan Gilbert was playing games, not getting them real top players, and LeBron had to leave and then come back, and then Gilbert got, oh, okay, fine, we'll get you Kyrie. You know, we have Kyrie. We'll trade for Kevin Love like you want now. Lamar basically had to threaten to walk out the door for them to get him some receivers. But you know what? He didn't walk out the door, and they got him the receivers. Yo, the Ravens might win 14 games this year if they stay healthy. Jets were 7-10. Slump or jump, Key?
Come on, man. Jump. Major jump. You know why?
Jump.
You're a lookalike. Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
Personality traits. Are you guys similar? You and Aaron?
Come on. Come on.
You guys they both hear, but don't listen?
Don't.
They kind of look the same, though.
Yeah.
He's got an Aaron Rodgers kind of.
He might have a better arm than
intellectually,
me.
Intellectually, I think Aaron has him.
Oh, yeah.
Please don't. Please don't do this. Please don't.
Oh, yeah.
So funny.
Let's see, Key. Are you immunized or are you vaccinated?
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to bang my head against the wall for a while. Maybe. All right, listen. The Jets are obviously going to jump. Aaron Rodgers is a great quarterback. I think he's still a great quarterback. He's got a few of his boys with him, right? He got them to bring in. Plus, you know, the draft and the young players
you
who are already coming in.
You see the slow-mo video with the Jets posted yesterday of him throwing the ball to Garrett Wilson?
No.
Oh, I mean, it went viral. Just slow-mo. Here it is right here. It's on ESPN 2. You see it. This is slow-mo. Garrett Wilson's running a little route key. Slow-mo. Just, and I'm telling you.
It goes viral with Rodgers. It'll spread,
too. The amount of people reposting this. Like, oh, it looks so good. I mean, yeah, Robert Griffin III, like, biting his fingernails. Like, oh, it looks so.
You know why?
It's like we are in the honeymoon phase right now. I love it.
You know why it went viral with Rodgers, right, Jay?
Why?
Not vaccinated.
Oh, God.
All right, listen. Bears. They're going to jump, of course. Bears were 3-14. Slump or jump, Key?
Jump. They're going to jump. They're going to be better now. They're going to win, whatever, 6, 7, 8 games. They're going to jump, though. Justin Fields is going to be in this system 2 years in a row. He's got a little bit of help on the offensive side of the ball. I think they'll be fine. Their time is coming. It's just not tomorrow.
Yeah, I think it's a slight jump. And I think for this reason, you know, I know this is Justin Fields' third year in the league, but really I think it's his second year under center, right? I think there was so much going on the first year, a split in time, coaching regime change. Now with Matt Eberflus in this system, I think you're finally going to see him settle in. I think that gets you more than just 3 wins.
This is going to be easily a big jump. I'm looking at Justin Fields' QBR from last year. Okay? You know he was 17th in the league? He was in the middle of the pack with no offensive line and with no receivers. Really, as you just said, in his first real season.
Yeah.
They are going to
be fine.
I mean, 54 QBR essentially is a rookie. You know how good that is? That's really good. Justin Fields is going to do some things this year. We want to know who had the best individual performance in the playoffs so far. Hey, before we do, real quick, guys, who's the team? For me, it's the Ravens, the one that's like, yo, if they stay healthy, it is going to be a problem. To me, it's the Ravens. Who is it for you guys?
What do you mean? Just the team that stays
like after
healthy?
What's happened in this draft, in this offseason, I'm looking around. Some people might look at the Jets or Miami or Buffalo or whatever. I look at the
All
Ravens.
All I'm going to say is don't sleep on Russell Wilson and the Denver Broncos. Don't sleep.
Sean Payton might be the biggest pickup of the offseason, right? Like it could turn out to be.
Don't sleep on that, Jay. I mean, I know you communicate with Russ from time to time, but don't sleep on it.
I'm with you on that. Key, I'll probably, pay your nephew some flowers, man.
Well.
Oh, no. Oh, God. Jesus Again.
Christ. You can't prove anything, guy. Jay. Can't prove anything.
The camera's right on your
face.
Well,
nevertheless, you couldn't hear anything. Walk so anyone walk listening on the radio, I did not sneeze into the mic twice.
Reach across the aisle and shake his hand now.
Yeah, Jay, come on. Shake. Give me your handshake.
No.
You just said sportsmanship,
Where's
Jay.
The Lysol? Paulie!
Sportsmanship, Jay.
Who had the best performance in the playoffs so far? Was it Steph, Harden, Jimmy Butler, or someone else? You might say Jokic last night. 888-SAY-ESPN, 729-3776.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, the podcast.
This is Keyshawn, J. Will and Max coming to you live from above the Heineken River Deck at Pier 17. We want to know who had the best individual performance in the playoffs so far. Was it Steph, Harden, Jimmy Butler, someone else? I mean, Jokic gave him 39 and 16 last night and had pivotal plays in the third quarter when they pulled ahead. They had to come from behind against Phoenix. Jay's rankings of the best individual performance. Jay, let's start with you, the definitive expert rankings first.
All right, so we'll start from four, and then we'll go up to number one. At four.
Number four.
I got James Harden. I got the 45 last night. Now, game one on the road without Joel Embiid, a huge, masterful performance. The reason why I have this number four
on my list. Because you hate on Harden, like the caller said?
Maybe, but not. I think also just this identity crisis that I'm watching from the Boston Celtics, really not knowing what the hell they're doing, considering this championship window is wide open for them. They are obviously the better team. And I really question the scheme of Joe Mazzulla and the identity of the Celtics. So that gets number four for me. Incredible performance, though. Number three.
Number three.
I mean, a closeout game, Jimmy Butler against the Milwaukee Bucks, the number one overall seed, the eight seed that comes through the play-in tournament. They get there. I mean, it was masterful. Now, I know Giannis missed 13 free throws. I know a lot of questionable Coach Bud decisions that went down the stretch. By the way, fireable offenses, in my humble opinion. But still, a lot of people saw the Milwaukee Bucks as the best team in the Eastern Conference. And they were down two starters for the Miami Heat, Victor Oladipo and Tyler Hero. Props to Jimmy Butler for that one.
No doubt.
Number two.
Number two.
Yo, game seven. After you tricked off game six. On the road, Sacramento, light the beam. Steph Curry goes for 50. Yo, you forgot my name? You forgot who I am, son? Yo, I'm him.
He hit him with a shung with the SH, Key.
I'm him, Key. Yeah, my name is trending towards the conversation of greatest of all time. And I know Max and some people will lose their mind because obviously that's a spot for Michael Jordan and LeBron James and Kareem, Cap, and all. But I'm just trying to tell you before it's all said and done, Steph's name will start to enter the conversation. Whether you think it's right or not, that's another question. But it will start to enter. And number one, the best playoff performance I've seen thus yet.
Number one.
Better than that.
Jokic?
Yo, Colin Key. A full-size Gary Coleman. May have been the all-time best line I've ever heard.
He's a plus-size Gary Coleman. What do you mean full-size?
A plus-size Gary Coleman.
And why they put Gary Coleman's head on your body? Can you give me the slight smile?
Y'all lips, y'all definitely got the same nose. Y'all got the same nose, the cheeks.
We got the same cheeks.
The cheeks, yeah, for sure.
But as I would say, it's all fun and games until somebody gets hurt.
I didn't say it, though, Keith. The caller said it.
No, we got the same cheeks for sure. Not the same nose.
Y'all lips, definitely got the same nose.
Not the same ears, none of that.
No one. Can Gary Coleman ever? Yeah, that guy can't be regular size. Like, Ski is 6'4".
Why did Gary Coleman's head on your body next to you in the two shot?
Where?
Right next to you.
That's not my body. That's his body.
That's your body.
No, it's not.
Oh, that's.
That's not his body.
It is?
No.
That's Gary Coleman.
Is
that Gary Coleman's
I
body?
Think so.
Yes.
Nice
that's
suit.
Not me.
Key doesn't wear nice suits like that.
Look at the hands.
Those are Key's hands. That's not Gary Coleman.
That can't be me.
Those are your hands, Key? Why
are
your hands?
We see the original picture.
Gary, zoom in on the hands.
Gary Coleman got Kawhi hands?
No, he don't got Kawhi Leonard hands. That looks like Shaq's hands.
First of all, I don't wear suits like that with no damn collar. I mean, with no T-shirt or whatever that is.
That has to be Shaq's bot.
I don't know what that is.
Look at those hands. They ashy as hell.
Hey, too. These rankings are brought to you by Dell. For your small business needs, call a Dell Technologies Advisor today, 877-ASK-DELL.
Pretty funny.
Kevin in Chicago. Wait, Jay, get it right.
Whose hands are those?
Those are the original. Kawhi's. That's an original. No, that's an original.
Who got it right? Nikola Jokic. What a treat has been to watch him. I mean, after everything all the vitriol thrown his way, for him to come up in the playoffs, perform the way he has. I mean, even yesterday, I heard people saying, is Jamal Murray the best player on Denver Nuggets? He the most important player?
Oh, don't listen then, to him. They don't
playoff Jamal, but okay. Jokic hadn't been playoff Jokic in the past to this extent. Let's be honest.
And then he comes on here and performs the way he does. Yep. I mean, what a treat. Other people say it's because he's boring. I don't think that's it. How you can watch him play and say he's boring, I don't think that's it. You know what it is? I think Kendrick Perkins laid it out perfectly what it is. He made it loud and clear what the issue with Jokic is. Mm. And I'm glad he stood there proving everybody wrong.
Okay, Kev.
Shutting everybody up.
I hear you, Kev.
Hey, Kevin. Hey,
rubbing it in their face. Best player in the world. You can it, you can love it. But he is the best player in the world.
Hey, Kevin.
Deal with it.
Lies, and more lies. Kevin.
He has an argument.
Here's what I'm going to say, Kevin. He's boring to me. And I've been saying it since day one.
But
he's
Kevin,
boring to me. I don't like it. It looks just I don't care if he scores 100. I don't like it.
Key.
Doesn't look good to me.
It looks dope.
Yeah, it looks fresh.
What are you talking about?
Just
have you seen his passes?
That's the thing. Passing is what looks good.
I mean, it may not look great to you.
The passing takes forever to get to the other side.
Like he's tipping a volleyball. Like
I understand, Jay. I get it. It just doesn't look. And you know, I've been saying this since day one. Everybody done ran up and down the court 5 times. He's just crossing the half court line. I mean, it's just slow.
You're a Jokic hater.
Yeah, look,
You can call me whatever you want, you Philly guys.
Yeah. I'm just keeping it a bean. We're not about to let
Joel
people
Embiid looks special, but stop.
In the world. Jay, he's the best player in the world.
No, I didn't say he's the best player in the world. I think that's Steph right now.
Let's hold everybody else too.
Let's stop acting like it's not special.
Like, not
because
just
to
not
you guys,
special.
It looks boring. It's special.
Jay,
what
not
you're
just
seeing
special,
is so elite
type
and
of love
special.
Don't
not
come
just
to
special.
Embiid and them neither.
Hold on, not just special, guys. This is why I say, I know ballers are like, yeah, Max, he always has the ability. Sometimes it's not your night, whatever. But the reality is you only got so many reps you're going to get in the playoffs, in the finals, etc. The reason Steph right now has the crown, and I agree with you, Jay, is because finally in the finals, he was the best player on either team, and his team won as a result of that. Right? That's something new. You can't pretend that that's not something new. Jokic is now doing something new, Jay. He's being the best version of himself when the team needs him to be, and they needed it last night, and he was. Let's not pretend it's always been like this. It hasn't. He's doing it now. And if he continues to do this, he's going to elevate himself in the league, right?
He should. I mean, look.
Jay.
Go ahead.
Would you rather have Embiid or Jokic? Or Joker?
I mean, Embiid's not available right now. Jokic is playing.
That's not what I asked you, Max. I asked Jay.
So, give me a couple clarifications, Key.
Just what would you rather have? Like,
I'd rather have Jokic.
Okay. That's all because, I just wanted to know.
Because Jokic, to me, is durable.
Yeah.
And you said before that the best ability is availability. I know what I'm getting consistently.
You just burned my man Yates up. He hit me with the 30 seconds, man. Look,
bottom line is, don't you let – listen, this is
telling you
the
what
irony
like.
If Embiid finally wins the MVP in a season where he can't play in the playoffs and Jokic wins the chip.
10 seconds.
Has Jokic proven doubters wrong? Who has had the best performance?
One good game, he's the greatest ever.
ESPN Radio, 888-SAY-ESPN.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.